So let's start off. These are the new phones that came out today. So this was kind of like a remake of last year when they released the S21s. They had this shape in different colors. And then this one, what they did was basically take the note and just update the case, which is like the outside. So they still have like the flat top and bottom, the round sides, and then added the S Pen on it. So instead of making a bigger one of these, they combined it with the Galaxy Note.
And so are those cameras I'm looking at?
Yeah, so these are the cameras, and I'll show you the other ones.
Why does a phone need three cameras?
Well, I will show you. So the reason the phone needs three cameras is one, because you have, so this is the last year. So last year, this year.
Okay.
And as you see, with the, they basically just took it and flattened it down so it is more in line with the phone itself.
Okay.
So the reason why they have multiple cameras is you get different viewing angles. So you have wide, ultra wide, zoom. You have your flashlight and your sensors.
Now, I have a question for you. Okay. And it has nothing to do with phones. I heard something today, so I want to get your perspective on it.
Okay.
So I heard that, is it true that Facebook is changing their name?
So it's not really a name change, it's more of a parent company.
Okay. So and the parent company is going to be?
So the parent company is Facebook, because that's the company that started out. The Meta is like, if you had, hypothetically speaking, land ownership as your company name, and then within land ownership, you had somebody make another company that was under you. So your parent company would be land ownership, and then yesterday would be the sub company under you.
Okay, well, let's go with something different. So can you tell me what what is an NFT?
Non-fungible token.
Okay, well, that part I got.
So basically with that, it is a way for you to get paid without having to be somebody. Yeah, basically be somebody. So if you wanted to, say, you made a poster.
A poster, okay.
And the poster has a picture of two men hunting.
Okay.
Basically, what it allows you to do is get paid for that without having to get paid for it digitally, i.e. Bitcoin, i.e. Ethereum, i.e. digital currency. Because it's an NFT, it's also a file. So it is online. So if you happen to want to take it wherever, you can do that without anybody messing up your poster. So it's basically a way to sell digital content, but without you having to be someone who has to know how to market your platform. So a lot of it started out with a lot of artists doing it for songs instead of them having to sublet to the music corporations. They could get a key and sell it online, and whoever wanted to buy it, they would buy the file. So as you save a file onto your computer, they would buy that file.
And then, what is
the... Okay.
Go ahead.
And if it wasn't copyrighted, which is another thing, if it wasn't copyrighted, they could take that song file and add their own lyrics to it or add a feature to it if they wanted to and make money off of it. The reason why it came along is I believe people wanted a way to, people wanted to bridge the gap between innovation and crypto, but also making it easy as, instead of you having to, like I said, know people to market. If I literally wanted to take this gummy bear and say, I want to sell this gummy bear, and the only way you can buy it is Ethereum or whatever, Ethereum, Bitcoin, crypto, whatever. So I'll take a picture of this gummy bear and I do a design on it and I save to a file. If the company that made this gummy bear doesn't have copyright to either color nor shape of this gummy bear, I can make money off of it, put it online and get paid. Another thing it doesn't do is there's no taxes because, again, it's digital currency. And you have multiple ways of purchasing it. So like I said, you can do, it could be music, you can record a video of you shooting a gun, or say you can record a video of you and Jason putting up the putting up your overhang. And you can take that video and instead you have to put it on YouTube or you have to put it on a video streaming service. You put it into a file, you put it online, and you can make money off of it.
Have you done that yet?
I have made a tweet. I haven't garnered any funds from it, but yes, I have made a tweet. I want to say a couple months ago.
The reason I'm asking that is because today I was listening to a Rich Dad podcast, and he had these guys talk about NFTs and how much it's going to blow up, and it went above my head.
Because it's, like I said, you don't, before it's doing something as simple as drawing a stick figure with colors without having to know somebody to market your item.
Okay. Can you go to the Rich Dad, since you have a computer open, go to Rich Dad. I think it was yesterday. Go to the Rich Dad podcast, and the one that talks about crypto or talks about NFTs. It was either, I think it was yesterday, because they're talking about paintings and art and, like, what was it? I mean, I listened to it today. It was really interesting because the way you're talking about it was like, you know, he actually referenced the Matrix where you have NFT where you never have to buy a ticket to a concert because depending on how things are set up, and I don't know anything about it. So, you know, I'm an old school guy. But if something's going to blow up, it'd be nice to be on the beginning versus wait until the middle, correct?
Right. So because copyright, I can play snippets, but I can't play a lot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, no. What I'm saying is that so once you, I would like you to review that video.
Okay.
And then that way you can later on inform me of what's going on.
But yeah.
Is 6:15?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's ways that somebody can profit, like you said. Okay, so a ticket. If you want to sell a ticket to a show or a game, if you think about all the ways that it's possible, it's all middlemen.
True.
NFTs allow you to do direct to consumer without the middleman.
Okay, so that would mean not cheaper.
One, cheaper. Two, harder to do taxes on unless it's federally regulated.
Okay. So right now, so this is a...
it's all digital.
So a defunding of the government because you can't, if there's no... It's like cryptocurrency. If there's... You can't tax something that they don't have any... So it's all crypto.
It's Bitcoin, okay. Ethereum, all that, yeah.
So then, say I'm like, you know what, tax season is coming up. I want to get an NFT. What would I do to get an NFT?
So,
is there a specific thing I need to look for?
The first thing I would say is, I start with Wikipedia and a couple sites, do some research on it. After that, I would search the items that can be made into NFTs, and I'd go from there. So if we're going, let's say we do, let's say we go to Ethereum. Non-fungible token, and we represent anything unique as an Ethereum-based asset. NFTs are giving more power to contract creators than before, powered by smart contracts on Ethereum blockchain. Okay, so this is just Ethereum. Okay, so NFTs are tokens that we use to represent ownership of unique items, art, collectibles, even real estate. They can only have one official owner at a time, and they are secured by the Ethereum blockchain. No one can modify the record of ownership or copy and paste any NFT to existence. Like I said.
Okay, is there real estate?
Mm-hmm.
So is that a physical real estate or is that digital real estate?
From my understanding, I believe it's physical real estate that you can make into it. You can make it into digital ownership.
So I could take my house, make it into an NFT.
To where the only way that you could, that you'd be able to collect value for it would be crypto.
Okay.
But again, you pass by agents, you pass by investors, you pass by the closing cost, all that stuff. Because again, it's between you and the person who's purchasing your property through NFT.
So, what is the smallest amount of currency that you need to get a NFT. Or that depends on what you're trying to get the NFT for.
Let's see. So
actually, you don't even get the money, you just get kicked out. Yeah. Like, no, that's nice. Right? If I really want to try to do something.
You there?
Yeah, I'm doing some research. So this one says about $85 right here.
So Ethereum is Ethereum a blockchain?
Ethereum is a blockchain, yes.
And Bitcoin is a blockchain?
Yes. So, it's, if you think about it, kind of like a mob family. So you have the Godfather. Yeah, a mob family. So you have the Godfather, which would be crypto.
Okay.
You break it and you drop down, and you have Ethereum. You have Bitcoin, you have all your other ones. So they are in the blockchain because they all have their way of shipping and receiving income and outgoing, buying and selling.
Okay, so with that being said, is the fact that because it took Bitcoin quite a long time to actually gain traction, correct?
No.
No.
Bitcoin has been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's making you want it.
Okay. So
as in let's use Apple as an example.
Okay.
You have a BlackBerry from 2004, 2005,
mm-hmm.
2006, 2007, this guy comes along talking about this new phone. You know, Apple's been around since 2007 with the phones, but they've been a company for years.
So, so there's Bitcoin and there's Satoshis. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
So who?
Satoshis. Oh my goodness, I got the millennial check-in.
Satoshi?
Yes. I might have mispronounced it.
Okay, yeah, Satoshi, yeah.
Because it takes X amount of Satoshis to make a Bitcoin, correct?
Right. So it's not Bitcoin has been around. It's just getting people to want to purchase one is the thing. It's not that they weren't popular. It's that if you try and get somebody that has had a BlackBerry for years since it came out, and you're trying to get somebody to buy an iPhone, you have to make them want it. So that's the same thing with Bitcoin. You're dealing with money for forever, different forms of currency. Mm-hmm. Now you're telling somebody that they can own something in a currency value without ever touching it. Like, they can't physically touch it, but they can own it. You have to get that person to understand that in order to accept the fact that Bitcoin's even there. So it's been around for a while. It's just getting people to the point of actually taking their paper currency and putting it into that and being like, okay, now I have Bitcoin and I understand what the use of it is for and, you know, how the system works.
Well, the reason why I asked that question was this. So there is... there's a ton of different types of current cryptos out there,
right?
You know, there is what the meme, the Dogecoin, right? There's right. Elon, there's crypto, there's a whole lot. I mean, you look on crypto.com, there are hundreds of different types of crypto out there. So the question I'm asking is this, is that with the way that crypto works, as in it's been a long time, but Could a person expect the same type of return on the others or a similar return on the others because of the fact of as it grows, it will do the hockey stick where it's going to go all of a sudden spike up?
When it comes to NFTs, each individual cost itself.
Oh, okay.
So as soon as you create one, the price basically, it's like an auction almost. So think of NFTs like any auction you've seen.
So it is a, okay. So I can make an NFT off of anything.
Individual, yes. You can make an NFT off of anything. Each individual NFT has its own price and it shoots up. So like, just say right here, apparently somebody paid $390,000 for a 50-second video by an artist. And then another person paid $6.6 million for a video by another artist.
Yes. Okay, see, this is why I talked to you, because okay, so I need to make some videos. I mean,
it could be a video, it could be a song, it could be real estate. You could draw a picture. You could literally draw a picture of a horse upside down with its legs as his arms and sell it as that NFT file and get paid.
So, okay, let's go so crazy. So I know a very good artist, painter.
Right.
If I was to take, so I'm not sure if he's copyrighted, but he signs all his work. So it would be, if I made that into an NFT,
if he made one for you.
Was that?
And if he made one in your idea, like, how you visually wanted to be seen and didn't copyright it. Yes.
Okay, so if he gave me one, that doesn't work.
It only helps if he didn't copyright it. So basically, once he copyrights it, it's you can't get paid off of that. But if he made one to say, hey, I want you to make an image of, you know, a mountain climber on a mountain. He makes that in your image the way you see it and gives it to you and doesn't copyright it. Yes.
But if he paints, so if he's just a painter, he doesn't copyright, would that be the same thing? Or that, yeah, is that getting, yes, sketchy?
Because no, if he's a painter, doesn't copyright. If he sells it to you and doesn't copyright it, doesn't put any of his information to let people know that he's the one that did that, yes.
Only thing as I have on it would be, of course, every artist signs their signature. So that would probably kill that, correct?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. It can't have anything that can be tied back to him, because then he's basically putting his signature on there saying, hey, this is mine.
Gotcha.
So as long as he made it but didn't put him on it,
never mind. Well, then I gotta work. I got okay.
So like this one right here.
Yes.
This is a picture that somebody made, and it sold.
Yes.
It sold for $3,600, and the owner asked for 16,000.
Are you serious?
Yep.
I guess I gotta put my crayons out.
And then there's also, I think, there's also an artist.
Let's see. Probably known as. Sorry. Hey, sorry.
Okay, so right now. Okay, so right now, let me see if I can see anybody that.
So, would you say that NFT?
So, Elon Musk he basically just made a song.
Who?
Elon Musk.
Okay.
And sold as an NFT.
Okay.
And there's a couple. Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
He's an NFT game.
Okay.
So, like I said, you can do almost anything in NFT. Art is going more in that direction, only because even like physical paintings, you can make a lot of money on. But art would be the first thing. But art, music, and drawings right now are, and videos are things that are really making a lot on the NFT market.
Gotcha.
And most of the artists, because again, not every artist owns their music. Now they're starting to put their music in their tees. So instead of them having to basically like being digitally independent, and they can do songs, they can do albums, they can do music, they can do lyrics, they can do a soundbite.
Well, that's crazy. You there?
Yeah. So like I said, it just depends on. It depends on what you want to do.
What's that?
So it just depends on what you want to do.
Turn off the audio. You there?
Yep.
How do I do that?
Hit the button in the middle.
That's what I'm doing.
That's all I do, I think.
Okay.
Still there?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
Okay. The car, the boys have to go somewhere, and you come into the car stereo now.
Gotcha.
Okay, so NFTs are a thing that needs to be researched, basically.
Yes, because there are many different sublet outlets that have information on it. But what I can tell you from what I've seen and what I've heard so far, art, music, videos, and then let's see, NFT real estate. Real estate. So, North Florida home to be auctioned as the NFT has attracted more. Okay, so NFT and real estate. One more time. Hello? Hello? Hey, hello? Hello. 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 Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to see what this NFT is about, if it's something I need to research, if that's going to be the future. You always want to be ahead of the future, right?
Right.
Interested in looking at, or if I should just leave it the heck alone.
Yeah, it's I keep hearing about it, it's not going away, so I'd say definitely invest in it.
And then the metaverse, and that's why I was when I heard about the metaverse, that's what I also heard about the digital real estate that I'm still.
So the metaverse is have you heard of Ready Player One? Ready Player One, I believe it was a book first.
Ready Player One.
Correct. So basically it is it's basically a virtual reality. Like the Oculus that they show is basically that, but you being in it more than 30 minutes to an hour. So you're wearing a thing on your head and you're in a, you know, universe and interacting, but you're inside of, I want to say it's augmented reality. Let me see. Virtual reality, sorry. Virtual reality.
What changes have you seen in the last 6 months?
As far as
economic changes.
Right now, just. Let's say NFTs. So I've seen digital currency. More people are leaning towards owning their creations and not having someone to pay in order to handle it for them. I see a lot of people not wanting to not wanting to deal with the government when it comes to currency, mostly currency. I've seen stock prices go up and down, and how in the headlines, the stock prices are going up and down, but certain companies make it seem like it's a bad investment. But then I hear that others are basically putting more money. So if they're investing in something, say they put $50 in something and it drops so many points, instead of them being upset about the $50 they lost, they're putting $100 into what they just lost, because it makes more sense because people are dropping out. So it makes it cheaper in a sense for that $100. Instead of you losing 50, you're making 150. So that's what I've seen so far. But a lot of it right now is crypto, NFTs, and coding, and getting to a place now where, instead of, like I said, you having to be somebody that knows how to market and get your name out to the public, you can be nobody and make money off of almost anything now. And because there's a big enough market, people will actually buy what you're selling if it's good enough. So you don't have to leave your home. You don't have to go anywhere. You can be home and create something and make money overnight if it's that good. You don't have to talk to anybody, have a manager or agent, anything like that. Not saying it wouldn't be smart, but that's what I'm saying.
And do you think that's a good thing?
Yes. One, because again, it takes out the middleman. You, all the money that you would put into, like before, creating a product, getting people to believe in the product, distributing the product to somebody who would distribute it to somebody else to get it out to the open. You're creating the product and then releasing it by yourself without help and getting paid for it. No taxes, no middleman, no hidden fees, none of that. And you own it, so you're not getting a share of what you created. And a lot of artists talk about owning your masters, and I feel like that's one of the things where, hey, I may have made this, but it doesn't mean I'm getting 100% of the revenue back, return on investment that I, you know, spent on putting this item out to the open. Okay, you're upside down. You're upside down. Velocity of money, as in.
What's that?
You said velocity of money.
Correct. Okay, so, as in. You make money.
Right.
And then you go to a store and you. Let's go a different route. So you make money, and then you, when you go to the gas station, you pay money for your gas.
Right.
Get you home, then you go to a store, and you spend money. So money is always moving, because the money that you're intaking is getting spent in a different places, which is volatility and it's moving. Right.
Right.
So with the NFT, if it's just going straight from the producer to the consumer, there's going to be less volatility, there's going to be less a velocity of money, because it's not going anywhere except from one person to the other.
No, because not everybody's paying the same amount.
Okay.
Like I said, if you create that NFT real estate and you're selling it for $350, what have you. every time somebody pays, they're not there's a set amount that you can say. So if you want to sell for $350, you can do that, but they can go from $350 to $1 million. You there?
I'm here.
Yeah, so no, because instead of, so say you're selling 20 acres for $500,000. Just because you're selling your $500,000, it doesn't mean that every single person that, if you have two, say 100 people, it doesn't mean every single person is buying it for $500,000. Somebody one today, Tim could buy it for $500,000. Tomorrow, Cindy could buy it for $200 million.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Cause I'm just trying to say, cause I'm like, you know, you get paid, you take a taxi cab. And so a taxi cab gets your tip. He takes that tip to buy gas. The money keeps moving. That's why I was, cause that's.
Yes. And no, different people, you have your set price, but people can pay a lot more if they want to.
Gotcha.
And your price doesn't change unless you decide, hey, instead of selling the land for $500, I'm gonna sell it for $750. If somebody still wants to pay $3 million, they can still pay three. 10 people can pay $3 million, and one person can pay $500,000. You're still going to get both of those $3 million and that $500,000.
All right, then I got to get my painting stuff out then.
So it doesn't matter what you have. It's not a steady number. Like, there's always auctions and people are buying stuff for ridiculous amounts. NFT purchases, NFT purchase cost. So say you have one for, like I said, say you have a, like that, what was it, that video, one put her a 50 second video, like 50 seconds, $3 million. And that's one because she's an artist. But if you're thinking, just say you have a song lyric, I like to be wealthy. And you can put it on there for $10. I just want $10 for it. But the thing that I'm seeing is, even though you put that $10, each person that pays for that, what was it? Okay, so here it goes. There's a flip side. We don't hear about often. That's direct in contrast to artists who minted an NFT and put it up for $100, but sold it for $10,000. There might be people who pay $10 in gas fees to upload some artwork or a tweet thinking it was going to sell for $1,000 and never does. Then they just lost $10. The notion of demand is really necessary for digital secrecy to work. Other people have to want it. And that was the things, like I said, if you're doing real estate and somebody really wants that 20 acres, and you say, well, 20 acres right now, I can get 20 acres for $500,000. All right, cool. How much are you selling for? Let's say I'm doing 590. Then let's go $595, and it's $5,000 closing costs. All right, so let's do $590 in Bitcoin, and then let's do the $5,000 in Ethereum. Or somebody says, you know what? Let me do $500,000 in Bitcoin, and then I'll throw the $10 on Ethereum, and then you can go ahead and waive the closing costs. So each person that comes to you, you can still receive money for that property or that land, even if you don't sell it. If you're a subleasing it, say for 5 or 10 years. Okay, so 5 years, you got 5 years of Bitcoin, $500,000. Every year you get $500,000 of Bitcoin. And then after that 5 years, somebody says, hey, I want it for six, or I want it for eight. So multiple people can buy that, can lease that same property or finance that same property for 2 to 4 years and give you different prices. So it's always going to do this, because you have your set price, But depending on how much they want, because if they want it, it is always going to do this. It's not like a piece, a song where you can sell it for 10 and then it, you can only buy it for how much it's presented for. From my understanding.
Yo. You hear that?
Come again?
I hear that.
Sounds like you're underwater.
Okay.
It sounds like you're underwater.
Are we recording?
You said it's just trying to figure those out.
Yes. But here, so here's the question. Well, yeah. I'll ask you this off air because if I have an idea, I've been told you don't share ideas with everybody because somebody might take it. So what I will talk to you about this afterward. No, I'm still trying to figure out these headphones. And what was funny is that I went to turn them, did something to them, and I was listening to the last part of the last podcast I was listening to in my headphones.
Gotcha.
And I wasn't sure if you were hearing it, but.
No, so. I just heard you underwater.
Hey, I'm MC Blowfish. I'm underwater rhyme. Sorry. That's
there's three other topics, but I don't know if you wanna.
Well, I'm at 8% right now.
Okay, so can you put it on the charger in the house?
I'm not at home.
Gotcha. All right. And it, well, yeah. Well, oh. What I'll do is I just stop and say this one, and then we can do the other part.
Well, if you can give me 10 minutes, I can put it on a charger. Can you pause it for 10 minutes, or would you rather wait until later?
I can do that.
Okay. Pause it for 10 minutes, and I'll be right back with you.
All right. Okay, so the next one is, huh? Which one? Not yet. I have no idea. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why he reaches out to me.
I will ask. I'm just saying. I don't know. And is that a bad thing you reached out to?
Huh?
Is it a bad thing you reached out to? You kind of saying like it's.
Well, no. He never talks to you, but he always reaches out to me. It's weird.
Is it good, weird, or bad, weird?
So I don't know. He's weird. He's acting weird, okay? That's what I'm saying.
So my cousin is acting weird because he chooses to consult with my spouse.
I've met him twice. I don't even know him.
What are we talking about?
Jamie's 4th or 5th youngest son. No, that's kind of how the family is. Like, if you're in a relationship.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Pause this for a second.